Okay, today's daf is Tumurat Daf Yud Aleph, and we are on Yud Amebeis. As we continue in Hakol Memirin, and we had the machlokas yesterday between Barpada and Reb Yochanan. Barpada says that Kedusha cannot be chal on an ubar, on a fetus, if I want to be makdish a fetus without the mother, number one, or number two, if I want to be makdish both of them, how many animals are they considered? Is that like shte behemos, lachatos, la'achrayas? So Barpada says no, and Rabbi Yochanan says yes. And we had a discussion why you needed the machlokas in both of those cases. We had the tzrichasa, two formulations of the tzrichasa, and now we had a couple of kashas on Barpada from the Mishnah later on, the beginning of Ketzen Ma'arimin, from other sources. And now let's go back to the kasha that we brought from our Mishnah. About 10 lines up from the bottom, Eisvei. We'll start with there again. Eisvei. Ein Memirin. Lo Avarim Bu'ubarin. As our Mishnah said, one is that one is not unable to be Memir in Aver for an Ubar, meaning an Ubar that is Kadosh, that cannot spread its Kedusha and make an Aver, a limb, into Kedusha through Tamura. Below Ubar and Be'avarim, and the opposite. So what do you see from there? That an Ubar cannot create Tamura, but it's clear that an Ubar can be Kadosh. A Mure, right? If there wasn't Kadosh, then there wouldn't be anything to talk about. Say, a Mure hu delo meimir ha-mikdash kadshi. But what do you see from there? That you can't do Tamura through fetus, but ha-mikdash kadshi, but it is Kadosh. It is Kadosh. And therefore, is that a kasha by Pada? My father says you're never going to have a case of a fetus being kadosh. You can't be makdish a fetus. Isn't that what the Mishnah is talking about? It shows that you can't be makdish a fetus. How else would you have a fetus that's kadosh? That's the question of the Gemara from our Mishnah on Barpada. And again, Tosfos in the Shiva Kabetz, let's just add on. And here you cannot give the answer that was given earlier twice, that, oh, maybe we're talking about Kedusha's Damim. And Barpada agrees, but Kedusha's Damim, you can't do it, because Kedusha's Damim for sure does not create Tzmura. So that's not even on the board. That's the last few words of the Shiduk Betzes on this Amud. Pshita to Ein Kedusha's Damim Mosa Tzmura in Os Lamites. So, according to the Gemara, the Mishnah is a Raya against Barpada. Answer, Amalei, Bivlade Kachemu de Kadishi Vakaimi. What we must be talking about, what the Mishnah is talking about, is Vlade, a baby, Vlade Kachem, and that is Kadosh. Barpada would agree to that. You're not being Makdish of Vlad, you are Makdish the mother. And then the Vlad came out, and that is Kadosh. And the Mishnah is telling us that that Vlad cannot create Tzmura. Says the Gemara, Yivlad Kachim, B'mei Iman hu delo avdin ha avroy avdin. If it's talking about Vlad Kachim, then what's the diak of the Mishnah? That the Vlad cannot create Tzmura. While it's inside the mother, B'mei Iman, it cannot create Kedusha. Ha avroy avdin, mashma, that once it comes out, then it can create Tzmura. But one second, V'atnam, we learned later on in the Mishnah, on Daf Yud Gimel or so, Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph, Machlokas Tanaim, but didn't we learn there, according to the Chachamim, Ein HaVlad Osa Tzmura, even after the Vlad comes out. So how could our Mishnah, if our Mishnah is talking by the case of Vlad Kachim, according to Bar Pada, so how could our Mishnah assume that you can have a Vlad that could create Tzmura once it's out? The Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel says it can't. So Hamani Rabbi Yehuda he Dabar Avlad Osa Tzmura. It's Machlokas Tanan there. So our Mishnah maybe reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda later on that it can create a Tzmura. So says the Gemara, E Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, if our Mishnah reflects the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Tzmura hu delo avdi ha mikdash kachi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what, it cannot create Tzmura, but it is Kadosh. So is that really true? Ask the Gemara, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, we know that you can be. It does not create. Rabbi Yehuda, let's read again. Sorry, Tamura Hudalo Avdi Ha Mikdash Kachi Am Rabbi Yehuda Evarim Lo Kadoshim. Let's move over to Evarim. Far and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it fits in that the fetuses, the Vlados, are Kadosh and cannot create and can create tumor once it's out. But about the other part of the statement, if we say our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, then the limbs part of the statement doesn't fit in, because tumura avarim cannot create tumor, but they can then be kadosh. Rabbi Yehuda holds elsewhere that they avarim, just a limb, cannot be kadosh by itself. The Gemara answers, Hakamayaskina, no, we're talking about a case where Yehuda agrees. But Aver Shana Shama Tluyabo. We're talking about a limb that The whole life of the animal is dependent on Bevesh Hashem Tzulibo, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree there that the Kedusha would spread. As we've had already, and we will have Bevesh Hashem again, sometimes if a limb is Kadosh, then the Kedusha does not limit it to the limb, but it would spread. So by an Aver, Shanashama Tuyabo, a limb that the animal depends on to live, so that is part of the essence of the animal, that is a type of Kedusha that would spread throughout the whole animal. Adkan, we defended the fact that our Mishnah can fit into Bar Pada. It's like a Behuda Shita, and it fits in, not according to all Deos, but at least according to him. Esve, so another question we'll ask from later on. Makdishin Evarin V'ubarin Avalomemirin. Right, it says later on that you can be Makdish Evarin and Ubarin, and you cannot be Mamer. But you see, Beferish, that you can be Makdish and Ubar. Again, Beferish against Barpada. Answer, Achanami V'Vladi Kachin. That's also talking about Vladi Kachin. You were Makdish an animal, and then the animal had a baby. Ebevladi Kachin, my Makdishin, Hakdishi V'Kaimi. What does that mean, Makdishin then? You are in Makdish the Ubar. If we're talking about a case where the take the lashon literally of Makdishin, that wouldn't apply to a Vlad of a Karban. Answer, this is what the Mishnah really means. Hachi, or the how we would interpret it according to Bar Pada, the Brisa. Says the Gemara, Hachakamar Makdishin, if they add in a few words, Makdishin Evarin Umimirin Bahen. Regarding the Evarim part of it, that's the Makdisha. Makdisha is going on the Evarim. If you Makdish a limb, Umimirin Bahem. And then once you're Makdish the limb, then the Kedusha spreads into the entire animal, and therefore that could create Tmura for another animal, Mimirin Bahem. Avalo Mimirin Evarim Bahem. But you can't be Mimir in Evar on them, Bahem with them. In other words, Rashi on top, Klomer, Makdishin Evar Echad, Umimirin Achrechen Ba'osa Behema. As we explained it, that you could go from an Aver that expands the Kedusha into the whole animal, then that could create Tumura, but the opposite would not be able to achieve that Kedusha. And you have to add that in, and Ubarim, that were Neskadish, but Mea Iman, so then there is no Tumura with them. Good. A little bit more, and then we'll talk about that. So, says the Gemara now, we're medayik. Bevladi kachav mea iman hu delo avdin tmura ha'avrai avdi. Same thing that we asked earlier. Oh, vladi kachav only when they're inside the mother. So it does not create tmura, but if they're outside, it does. Vatanan eina vlados osin tmura. We learn later on, vlados cannot create tmura. Next Mishnah, on daf yud gimel. Haman ir bihudi, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Ir bihuda evarin mikachi. Rabbi Yehuda lesle. Who does Rabbi Yehuda argue with the principle of Ha'omer Raglash Ozu Ola Kula Ola, that the Kedusha spreads? Answer, Amalei, Hach Mayaskina Bedavar Hosa Osa Trefa. Like we saw before, maybe we're talking about a very important limb, a limb that makes it a Trefa, or the Shiva Kubetsis is Girsa, a limb that Shana Shama Tluyaba, right, like the Girsa that we had earlier. Well, we'll get to the differences between the Girsos. But either way, it's a very important limb, and even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that these types of limbs, then the Kedusha would spread. Rabbi Chanan, in Meseches Chulin, and then he refers to what he says in the Kovetz Haaretz. First we'll look at Chulin. Rabbi Chanan in the Kovetz Shmuos, in the end of Chelek Beis, of the Kovetz Shiurim, in Os Lamed, he discusses what exactly does it mean when we say, Pashta Kedusha Bekula. Or does it really mean that you have one limb, and the limb becomes Kadosh, and then the Kedusha spreads? That first the arm is not going to be, it's not a davrish and a shabbat tuliyaba. I'm makdish the heart of the animal. And after I'm makdish the heart of the animal, step two, so then the rest of the animal is diskadish. It does not mean that. And he brings rayas to that. He says, the had the pashta bekula, ena kavana, shed mispashet mechetzia lakula, ela da hektish chal mitchila alkula. It means if I want to be makdish a limb of an animal, so then the entire animal becomes kadosh. V'gzeres hakasev da'afilu makdish b'ksasa deskadish kula v'yahektish kulo chau b'kocha makdish. It's one step. It's that whether it means we interpret your words, Might not even mean that. Even if the person's screaming and saying, I only want the heart of the animal to be kadosh. I don't want the whole animal to be kadosh. Doesn't matter. If you're the mechanism, if you try to be makdish, an integral part of the animal, so then that kadusha is seen as a full hakdasha. And he quotes, look what I wrote, in Kovet Sa'aris, Simin Nunvav Os Yadalas. If he cross-references himself, so we can look at that too. In Simin Nunvav, says Rabbi Chanan, the same idea, but there he gives a mashal. He adds on one other ha'ara that helps us understand. First, he says the same thing. After bringing a raya, the pasha bekula ena kavana shakadusha chala mitchilasa b'chatzi achas u'mispaset mispashetes achar kach l'chatzi hasheni. No, if you stop time conceptually, you'd have an animal that's half kadosh and half not kadosh. No, elixeres hakasuv l'kadusha chala bekula afshalo hikdash b'mei rakev erechad ein tzarch l'hakdash b'dibur as kulo dugma lazeh. What's the dugma? He says, the makabel naziris liyom echad. Let's say I'm makabel to be a nazir for one day. I am automatically kadosh for 30 days. We know you can't have it be a nazir for less than 30 days. Stam naziris, if I don't specify, it's shloshim yom. Learned that from the gematria of Yehiyah. But even if I'm makabel naziris for one day, beferish, I'm nazir for 30 days. Ubevadai. And here, like what I said earlier, beferish against it. Even if I'm beferish against the whole kedusha, doesn't matter. Ena kavana shemitchil lachal naziris rak liyom echad viacharkach mispasetus behayom rishon liyom ha'nisharim. You're not a nazir for one day, and then it spreads to the other days. No, ela shekachu din kabbalas naziris de'ein sorg lakabal rak liyom echad. Naziris means that you just need to pull the trigger. The trigger is being makabal naziris. It could be for a day. Once you're makabel naziris, naziris is chal on you. There's no naziris less than 30 days. And therefore, v'chein b'nazir chus b'nayayin, do nazir lakol. Or, if somebody is makabel to be a nazir, except I'm going to drink wine. So you're a nazir for everything. It's not that you're a nazir for partial, and then the other halacha kicks in. L'rabban under Shimon ben Lakish, dein tzorach l'kabel of kol din and naziris. V'ena kavana, she naziris chala mitchila rak al davar shekibel al atzmo, u'mizem es pashetas l'chol dinav. No, ela pashut, she naziris chala mitchilasa l'chol dineha. Hacha nami l'inyin pashta. That's what happens here. Hakadusha chala mitchilasa b'kula mikoach hekdesho. And that's how the Gemara can compare, as we'll see soon, Be'ez Hashem, the case of Kiddushin and the case of Kiddusha. Right? That is Rabbi Chanan about how this halacha works. Good. Let's continue a little bit more and then we'll get to that discussion. Again, I mean, this whole Pashta Kiddusha Bekula, I guess I'll mention it now because it'll come up in a few lines also, but comes up in the first paragraph of Kiddushin. Kiddusha Daf Zayin, where we have the fascinating comparison regarding Pashta Kedusha Bekula between Karbanos and Kiddushin, and getting married, where the Gemara asks, the Rava says, Hiskachitli Lechatzye Mekudeshes. If a man says to a woman, be married to half of me, that works. A man can be married to half a woman. What does that mean? I'm sorry, a woman can be married to half a man. What does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's only half a man. It means that a man, we interpret his words, that a man can be married to five different women at once on a Torah level. So when he says, be married to half of me, it just means that I would be able to marry another woman who would have another part of me. But the other way, I want to be married to half of you, so then that doesn't work. Because a woman could only be married to one man. So chetzeik mekudeshes, li'edim mekudeshes, that doesn't work. That's Rava. Amalei abaya l'Rava, maishta chetzeik mekudeshes, li'edim mekudeshes. Why does it chetzeik, half of you doesn't work, isha amar achmana v'lo chatzi isha. So only one woman and not a half a woman. Hachanami isha rachmanav lo chatzi ish. Right, it's the same thing. I already said the maskana, but the Gemara asked the question. So Amalei, Rava answers. Hachi ashta hasav itzel beitrei lo chazia. A woman can't be married to two men, so it can't be a half a woman is married to one man, half a woman married to the other man. Ela gavra milo chazi le beitrei. Isn't a man ro'i mid to araisa to marry more than one woman? V'yachi kamerlan. This is what he means to say. Dibi ina lemitzvah achrisi nasivna. Good. So that's the machlokas between Abaya and Rava. But then, Amarle Mar Zutra Braid Rav Mari Laravina Vinifshitula Kiddushi Bakula. Once you marry a half a woman, so why don't you say the Kedusha spreads? An amazing comparison. This is what Rav Chanan started off with. How do you have such a comparison? Milo Tanya. Didn't we learn? Ha'omer Ragla Shelzu Ola Tekula Ola. If you're makdish one leg of an animal, it's all in ola. Via filu, and if you want to say the mandamer, ain't kula ola, hanimi lehecha de makdish davar shena shem tluyabo. Ava makdish davar shena shem tluyabo, hanimi kula ola. Right? Isn't it all? Right? So what do you see from there? Says Rav Chana, what kind of comparison is that? By the animal, isn't it that one limb is kadosh, and then the rest of the animal? By a woman, you wouldn't say half the woman is this kadosh, and then the whole woman, you're married a woman. You married the whole woman. So that's why he says it has to be the same thing by spreading kedusha by an animal too. The whole animal is kadosh. Just while we're here, what's the answer? What is the Gemara answer? There's a difference between an animal kedushin and hekdesh. Vidami hasam behema hacha das acheres makneh. Das acheres. Das acheres is involved, and therefore the woman's involvement makes it different than a case of make a case of behema. That's the Gemara. On that Gemara, Tosfos. Tosfos asks, Tema, quoting our Gemara. Tosfos in Kiddushin on Daf Zayin asks on that Gemara from our Gemara here in Temura. That in Temura, you learn, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, the source for spreading Kiddusha is based on a Pasuk, as we'll see. So if the source of Temura is based on a Pasuk, so how is it that you would extend that to Kiddushin? So Tema, the Reish Temura Yalaf Raglo Shal Zu Ola Ubedavish Hashem Atuliyah Ba Mikra Dechsev Kol Hashem Yitemi Menu Lashem Vegabi Isha Lo Ksev Kroi V'yem Kein Mai Parich Olo Damu Lahadadi. So let's leave that question for now. We'll come back to it on a base when we get to Bez Hashem the Makar. Bez Hashem will remember the Makar that the Gemara quotes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanoi. Let's say this machlokes, Bar Pada and Rabbi Yochanan, is really a machlokes of the earlier Tanoim. Hashochet es achatos umatzaba ben arbachai. Getting back to the world of Ben Pakua. Remember the world, the fourth parak of Maseches Chulin, where you shuck an animal and there's another fetus born alive inside. Then the shechita of the mother works for the child. So if you find a ben arbachai, tani chada, one day, but this is a chatas, wasn't a regular animal of chulin, right? If you shech the chatas, so 2 days in the brisa. One brisa says that this chatas that you found inside the chatas that you shechted had the halachas of a chatas. It has to be eaten by male kohanim, and it's only eaten within the curtains, meaning within the azara, and it's only eaten for 1 day, just like a carbon chatas, right? The shita changes it to liyom v'layla echad, which are the details of chatas. But v'tanya idach, another brisa says that it does not have the status of a chatas. Ne'echeles l'chol adam, it can be eaten by anybody, right? It's chulin. V'ne'echolin b'chol makom, anywhere. And, question about the girsahi, it says v'eino ne'echolin ba'azara, right? What do you mean ne'echolin? Akache kalam or chulin. Can you eat chulin in the azara? That's chulin shenish chulin azara, or chulin to be brought in the azara. That's why the girsa here is changed, right? The gra, Rebbe Chanan will change the girsa, right? Could you eat chulin in the azara? You'll have to just go in and eat your sandwich in the azara, right? Rather, it just says, v'ne'echeles, if you look at the other girsa, v'ne'echelen b'chol makom, if you look in the Shidduk of Bet, says, v'ne'echeles la'olam, v'ne'echeles b'chol makom, ba'azara v'ne'echeles la'olam. It has the lashon of even in the azara. So that's the Shiva Kubetz. This is the Gersa. You look in the Gra. You look in Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gra says, v'ne'echelen ba'azara, eino ne'echelen ba'azara lo garsinan. V'ne'echeles la'olam. Just take that out. Because can you eat it in the azara or not? But either way, we'll get back to that issue. So my law, but what exactly is the case of the two brises? One brisa says you treat the vlad chatos like a chatos, and one is that you treat a vlad chatos like chulin. So my love, tanohi, isn't this the machlokas tanoim? And we assume, in the havamina here, that you were mafrish a behema that was already pregnant. So my love, tanohi, demar sovra kdusha chala al ubrin, when you were mafrish this pregnant animal, did the kedusha go on the ubar too? So machlokas bar pader nebi ocharan, maybe this is the machlokas tanoim. One brisa says kedusha chala al ubarin, that's Rabbi Yochanan shita. One brisa umar sabra in kedusha chala al ubarin, and the second brisa maybe is like bar pader, that kedusha is not chal on the ubar. So isn't that machlokas amaram then really a machlokas tanoim? So Gemara answers, lo, hani tanoi bakam ifligi, not true. You don't have to say that each amora is only connected to one tana. Really, hani tanoi, really, maybe everybody could agree to, as we'll see Rabbi Yochanan. Hani tanoi bakam ifligi, really, it's not talking about a case where you were makdash a pregnant animal. It's a case where you have a carbon that became pregnant after it was a carbon. Behemas kachim shenis abra. That's the case. And the machlokas between them here is, when does a animal, that a karba that became pregnant, when does that vlad become kadosh? That's the machlokas. Because here, you shechted the animal, and it never came out. Never came out. So behind it, I bought him a vlad. Mar savar vlados kachim havayas sanim kadoshim. One says that the vlad of a karba is only kadosh as it comes out. When it is bahavaya sanim kadoshim, and therefore this animal never had a havaya, right? It never came out because you shechted the animal before, and therefore that's the second brisa that it does not have kedusha. Umar savar vlad kachim havayim anim kadoshim. And the other brisa says no. A vlad of a karban is kadosh right when it's created, right? When it is started to be formed inside the mother, and that is the first brisa. Again, but you don't have to say that they're both totally on the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Bar Pada. One answer, one way out. Second, the Ibay Yaseima, or maybe Chad Tana, really, again, everybody holds like Rabbi Yochanan, but Chad Tana who? It's one Tana. Chada Mehalin Masnisa, one of these prices is Bimak, the one that says that the animal is chulin, Bimak Tish Behema Viacharkak Lisabra. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yochanan, but maybe the brisa that says it's chulin is a case where you amakdish an animal and then it became pregnant. The chada minhon, and that's right again. It was not kadosh when you amakdish it. Well, there was no, it wasn't muubar yet. The chada minhon shehikdisha muubaris, right? And the other cases that you amakdish it when it was already muubaris, right? And that's the as Rashi explains in the last couple of skinny lines. V'ibayisei b'chatanahu hanach tadi masdisa utikuli al makdusha chala ubarim la'alter. Rabbi Yochanan, Kedushas Chal on Ubarin. Everybody agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. So the first case that says Chulin is a case where you amakdish the animal that was not pregnant yet. That's why it wasn't Chal on the Ubar yet. And that's why there was no Kedusha when you shechted it. And the one that says Chatas is when you amakdish it when it was Mu'ubar already. And therefore, like Rabbi Yochanan, it is Kadosh right away. Stop there for a moment. So again, getting back to the question of the Girsa, right? Our Girsa, again, is Eino Nechale, the second brisa, ve'ena chalim bazar, it's not eaten in the azara. What is that ein? What is that aleph? So maybe it should be necheles bazara. But can it be nechel bazara? It's trying to explain what a chulin animal you're allowed to do with. So can you eat a chulin animal? There's an issur of shchita bazara. Right? Chulin shenishchutu bazara is not allowed. Daraisa derabanan, a discussion elsewhere. But what about just bringing things into the azara? So that is a very interesting discussion in the Rishonim. Can I bring a table into the azara? Can I just walk into the Azara bringing something that's not supposed to be in the Azara? Right? Not shechting an animal. Right? Can I bring something? So I know I'm supposed to take off my shoes and I'm supposed to take off my money belt. And when you go into the Azara, what about bringing other items in? So if you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Shechita, and the question is a discussion. The Tshuvas HaRashba discusses this, but the Rambam's Lashon is not 100% clear. And that is a big Mishnah L'malach here in the beginning of the second paragraph of Shechita that discusses this Rambam and the whole Sugya. But the Rambam says, B'chol makom mutar l'shchot chutz ben azara. You could shecht anywhere in the world except for the azara, an achulin animal. She'ein shochtin bazara. This is in Hilchos Shechita. This is not in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos. We're talking about achulin. So you're allowed to shecht anywhere in the world, just like the Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim. You're allowed to live anywhere in the world except Mitzrayim. It's the only way. It's better to live in Eretz Yisrael, but you can live anywhere. But here in Hilchos Shechita, you're allowed to shecht anywhere in the world. Except in the Azara, she'ein shochtin b'azara, ela kachim is bilvad. Aval hachulin, asur l'shochtin b'azara, b'chulin ela shochtin b'azara, bein behema, bein chaya, bein of. V'chein hu omer, b'basar taiva, ki yirchach mimcha makom, ashe yivchar Hashem, v'zavach v'b'garcha mitzorecha, v'yachalta b'sharecha. The pasuk in the Torah that tells us when you want to shecht an animal, basar taiva, you don't have to bring it. Halamata she'ein shochtin basar taiva, ela chutz l'makom, ashe bachar Hashem. Good. Aval hashochet chulin bazara. What happens? V'zeh shenishchat chutz l'makom hu shemutu l'akla b'chol ha'sha'arim. Aval hashochet chulin bazara. What if you did? Oso habasar tahor v'asar b'hanoa k'basar b'chalav. Right, it's not metameh, it's not nevela, but you're not allowed to eat it. Chulin shenishchat bazara is not allowed to be eaten. Skip a few lines. V'lo behem v'chaya b'vad. Here is the unclear, ambiguous line of the Rambam. And not only animals. Are you not allowed to shecht in the Azara? That's the Rambam's Lashon. You're not allowed to bring chulin into the Azara. Afilu basar shchuta, even shechted meat already. I can't bring my meat sandwich, a hamburger, into the azara. O peros vapas, or fruit or bread. I'm not allowed to bring it in. Those, if you brought it in, that's not chulun shenishchatu. That you're, if you, right, it's still mutter to eat. V'dvarim elu kula midivrei kabbalah hein. V'kala shochid chulun bazara. O ha'ochel kezayis. V'besar chulun shenishchatu bazara. Makanas v'makas mardus. Which sounds like it's the Rabbanon. The Ketzer Mishnah says maybe it's daraisa with makas mardus. But the Rambam's examples that he says, when you're not allowed to bring something into the azara, he says meat that was shechted, fruit and bread. Why didn't the Rambam say a chair? Why didn't the Rambam say something that was an object? Is the Rambam only giving examples? The Rashba and the Mishnah Lamelech here quotes it. Is he only giving examples of items that could be used for karbanos? And that's the problem, right? Because it's like the opposite of shchutei chutz, where I'm taking a karban, I'm bringing it out. But these are items that it's like a bizayon to the Beis HaMikdash when you have something in the Azara that this sug can be used and it's not. Fruit, right? Bikurim. And bread. Right, you have a carbon mincha. So are those the examples dafka given by the Rambam, or is he just quoting other examples, stam examples? So that's this interesting discussion in the Mishnah Melech. What exactly is the Rambam driving at? What's daraisa? What's the Rabbanan? But if that is true, that it's chulin, so then again, the Rambam would also be uncomfortable with the girsa that would say that you can eat chulin in the azara. You can't. You can't bring things into the azara. There's isra of knisa, hachnasa la azara itself, and not just eating and not just shechting it in the azara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanya, right in the middle. Tanan, it's really a Mishnah, as we'll see. Tanan says the Mishnah later on, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kilayim, Vitrefa, Vyotzi Dov, and Tumta Mandroganis. These types of animals that are excluded, right, that can't be used as karbanos. Kilayim, Trefa, an animal that had one of the trefas, Yosi Dofan, it had a cesarean section, Tumtum Androgonus, Lo Kedoshin Velo Makdishin. It can't be Kadosh or Makdish. And what does that mean? V'yomar Shmuel, Shmuel explained the Mishnah, Lo Kedoshin Bitzmura, Velo Makdishin Laso Tzmura. They can't be Kadosh through Tzmura. Meaning, even though he learns that other Baalei Mumin can be Niskadesh through Tzmura, if I take a perfect carbon and I am maimir that carbon onto a Baal Mum animal, that Baal Mum animal has Kedusha. Right? Tzmura can work on a Baal Mum, that's what we said, unlike regular Hakdasha. Original Hakdasha cannot work on a Baal Mum Kavua. But Tzmura can work on a Baal Mum Kavua. But even that, there are exceptions to the rule. You can't be maimir these types of animals. Kilaim Trefa Yotzi Dofa Tutta Banadrogonis. And Velo Makdishin Lasos Tzmura. And if they are Kadosh somehow, they cannot create Tzmura. So now the question is, how is that possible? Vitanya, Amr, Bimeir, Me'achar, Shein, and Kadosh, and Hinamachdishin. If they can never become Kadosh, how could they possibly be Makdish a Karbon that the Mishnah has to say that they can't be Makdish the Tzmura? Iyatamotze, Ella, B'makdish Behema, V'achar, Kachnitshefa. It must be that you are Makdish an animal, and then it became a Trefa. So then, it becomes Kadosh. B'maktish Vlad, V'yotze derech Dofan. You are Makdish a Vlad, and then it came out cesarean. But clearly, isn't that the only case? And therefore, again, Raya to Rabbi Yochanan, Kashan Barpada. But it says here that you can be Makdash of Vlad. So Alma, Kadosh Vlad. So you see, you can be Makdash of Vlad. So answer again, what would Barpada do with this Mishnah? So Amri, Bitam. Now we've got a big limit to Barpada that we haven't had yet. Bitam, Bimei Tamima, Afilu Barpada, Mimo did the Kadosh. Barpada would agree that if the mother is a Tamima, so then, even he would say that you can be Makdish a Vlad. Right? Rashi says towards the bottom, Dechaile le Kedusha Miyad. Right? It's everybody agrees to that, that you can be Makdish it. Lo nechluku ela betam v'mei ba'alas mum. The machlokas says if the mother is a ba'alas mum and the ubor is a tam. That's the machlokas Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan. Barpada Savar, Kiva de Ime. So all the questions we had on Barpada, you don't have to come up with the Yukiptis that we've given earlier. He agrees with Rabbi Yochanan, technically, if the mother is also a Tamima. But the question is if the mother is a Baal Asmum. Barpada Savar, Kiva de Ime, Lo Makdishin, Kedusha Zaguf, Hunami Lo Kaddish. Since the mother can't be Niskadish Kedusha Zaguf because the mother is a Baal Asmum, so to the Ubar. For Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Hani, Kibes Behemas Nenu, no. It's like two different animals. Ime hi delo mikdasha, avalu kadosh. No, the mother cannot be Niskadesh, but this can be Niskadesh. That's one version. Lishna Achrina, Meseches Temura has many Lishna Achrinas, right? It's common. Again, every Mesechta, as we've had, has a different nature, right? This one, at least the Girsos that we have often Lishna Achrinas, which are pretty similar to the previous one. So Lishna Achrina, Aval Kilayim Betumtum Bandroganis, these three, I Atam Motzei Ela Bivlade Kachem. The only way that you could have these as Kadosh as are if they're Vlad, meaning if you have a Behemas, if you have a carbon that then was mated with an animal that was kilayim and produced the vlad, or Tutum Anadrogonus was the vlad. Ukreb Yehuda Shaya Omer Vlad Oza Tzmura. And like Reb Yehuda, who says that a vlad can't create Tzmura, and that's what the Mishnah has to tell me, that these vlados cannot create Tzmura. Halunu Dulokachu Gufayu Avalu Barna Chirim Kedoshim. But again, what do you see from there, though? From this statement based on the Mishnah, these that cannot be niskadish themselves, but an ubar others can. So Amar Abaya, the Abaya says, you're right. Tam b'mei tmima divrei akol kadosh gufei. A tam, if the mother is a tmima, even Barpada agrees. Ela ki pligi b'mei balas mum de Barpada savar kiven de ime nami lo kadosh gufa ihu nami lo kadosh elo ladame. Since the mother is a balas mum, so too the baby cannot be. This kaddish kedushas aguf. Rabbi Yochanan Tzavar, no. Ubar lav yerach imahu. An ubar is not just a limb of the mother. It could have independent status and could be keilu. It's two animals. V'yalvagav d'imei lo kachu l'gufa. Vlad mia kaddish l'gufa. The vlad can't be this kaddish l'gufa. So we've just limited the machlokas between Barpada and Rabbi Yochanan. Big discussion in the Rambam and the Rambam Shita about Uber Yerach Imo, which we don't have time to go through fully, but just to note it. The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa Karbanos holds that you can be maglish in Uber in the Me'ai of a Baalas Mum, right? Which sounds like Uber Lav Yerach Imohu, like Rabbi Yochanan. The Rambam in Maisa Karbanos, Tesvav Ches. Tesvav Ches says the Rambam, Haisalo Behemoth, so as a lot of other halachas in the Rambam also. It's the case where the animal's mu'baris, and a person says, if my wife has a zachar, then, I'm sorry, if the behema has a zachar, imtelet zachar, how are you ola? Vimine keva zivche shlamim. Yol the zachar, you grab ola v'chulu. And the Rambam at the end says, v'hamakdish ubar v'meyai ba'alas mum v'chayotze ba harize kadosh. Where is a kadosh, which is like Rabbi Yochanan here. If you're makdish a ubar inside, that's ubar lavi yerachimo. The problem is that the Rambam, many other psukim in the Rambam seems to say that ubar yerachimo. Ubar yerachimo. So that's a question. How does the Rambam, how do you put it all together? Ubar yerachimo or ubar lavi yerachimo? He asked the Shar HaMelech. How can he pass like Rabbi Yochanan, but other places in the Rambam, he paskins ubar yerachimo. So various answers. The Shar HaMelech answers in Ilchas Geneva, Beis Yud Beis, the Rambam talks about it also there, that Shekivan Shepsul Balmum, who rak mishum shem ma'us lagavoha, generally ubar yerach imo, according to the Rambam. But here, it would be lav yerach imo. Why? Because the whole problem with the mother is just because it's ma'us lagavoha. You can't give a balmum to the Beis HaMikdash to the Mizbeach, because it's ma'us, and the Torah answers it. Im kein, she'etzem balmum einokar lemizbeach lo nechshav lemiyus. So here, by the baby, so the baby's not a balmum. So there's a technical problem with the mother that doesn't apply to the baby. Even if you hold, it's not, you don't have to say it's fully uber lav yerachimo. It's uber lav yerachimo legabe balmum status. And that's why, even if the Rambam elsewhere holds Yerach Imo, but here, by Balmum, if the mother's Balmum, he could hold Lav Yerach Imo in this regard. One. The Stipler in the Kilus Yaakov also discussed this in Simen Tes Osches, here in Tzmura, and he says, Sharak Sha'af Im Nomar, Sh'uber Hu Yerach Imo, V'choshev Kechen Me'ivari HaBehema, even if you want to say Uber Yerach Imo, Mikol Makom Eino Pasul Mitam Balmum Kamosa. It doesn't gain the status of Balmum. Let's say it's called an Aver. The fetus is called a limb. But once it comes out, that limb is Roy Lakrava. Imkein, who could Balmum Shekasha Lakrava? Usually a Balmum is not Roy Lakrava because it's a Balmum. So this limb maybe has the status of a Balmum, but it isn't a Balmum. And therefore, it's a balmum that you could be makriv, and that's why you could have kedushas aguf on the animal. Fascinating. The Stipler says, balmum, you can have a status of a balmum on the ubar, because the ubar is yerach imo fully, but it is
It is a Baalmum that could be Hukrav, and that's why it could be a difference. A little difference in the formulation of the two Achronim. The Shar HaMelech say, no, it's Lav Yerach Imo regarding this. Again, that's the language of the Gemara. But the Stavah would say, even if you want to say Uber Yerach Imo, but regarding this Halacha, it is okay. Good, let's continue. Says the Gemara, again, there's more, but Yevamis, right, Uber Yerach Imo, is there a difference between Uber Yerach Imo by people versus animals? Right, a mother with her fetus, right? Remember those sugyas in Yevamis about a giyores, a pregnant giyores going to the mikvah. Does the tevila work for the baby? And the Gemara says that the tevila works for the baby. And the shaila is that usually if it's a baby boy, don't you need mila before the tevila? So how here can you have the tevila work for the baby? So if you say that the baby is not a baby yet, it's not that the baby was born a Jew. The mother's Jewish. So it's not that the tefillah was really needed, right? When the Gemara says the lashon of Hainu Ravise in Yevamis, doesn't mean, machlokas rishonim there, doesn't mean that the tefillah worked for the baby beforehand and now it's out of order. Because if you hold, machlokas rishonim, if you hold that mila needs to be before tefillah li'ikuva, then how did it work here? So you'd have to say that this is a mila shel Yehudi, not a mila shel Geirus. But if you say there's flexibility in terms of the order, then it's possible to say that in this case, you have the tefillah before the milah, and it would be different. It would be different, and the question is, though, the Rishonim discussed, what about Uber Yerachim, Olam Yerachim, who you might say there's a difference between a human and an animal. Good. Amar Reb Yossi, getting back to the Shita of Reb Yossi, back in the Mishnah we had on yesterday's Daf, on Daf Yud, Amad Aleph, where the Reb Yossi had held that Memir and Evarim Bishleimim, Bahen. You can be Mamer and Aver Bishlamim because his Pashas Kedusha Bakula. That the you have a Shalim animal and it goes to the Aver and then it spreads. That was Rabbi Yossi Shita. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. So now we're going to get back into the Hispashtus like we mentioned earlier. Tana Rabbanan, Yachol, Homer Ragla Shelzu Ola, Tekula Ola. You might think that if you say this animal, Ragla Shelzu, the leg of this animal is Ola, it should go become totally an Ola. Tamalomar, Kolasha Yitin Mimenu Lashem, Yieh Kodesh. Mimenu Lashem Velo Kula Lashem. The Pasuk seems to say, it's the opposite of what we said before, the Pasuk seems to say that there's no ispashtus. You can be makdish, part of an animal. Mimenu Lashem. Yochol teitzei lechulin. You might think that the rest of the animal, you have one limb, that's kadosh. The rest of the animal is chulin. You might think this limb is also chulin. Tamalama yeh kadosh. No, the limb is kadosh. So how do you have an animal that's mostly chulin and you have one limb that's kadosh? Haketzad timachel tzarchi olos v'damei achulin chutz b'dmei eiver shabab divrei Rabbi Meir v'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is what we said before. The Rabbi Yehuda rejects his pashtus bakula at least partially. So what's the case here? If you have an animal of chulin that is all chulin except for one limb, you sell the animal for a price except for the value of that limb because that value is ola. That value is ola, and therefore you can't sell that. And therefore, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, you don't sell it for that amount, and you leave that amount out. Good. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon argue, and they say no. Minayin la Omer Sharagla Shazu Ola Shakula Ola. It does spread. Hispashas Bakula. How do you know that it is all an Ola Shemar? Kol Sheyitein Menu Lashem. Right, everything. Kol Sheyitein Menu Lashem, and it spreads. Kshu Omer Yihi Kadosh. So when it says Yihi Kadosh, the Rambam says Kula. So everything is included. Rashi here quotes a Yerushalmi, again Rashi on Tamur here, quotes a couple of Yerushalmis. But either way, we have a Machlokes Tanaim here in the Brisa, whether you hold up the idea of his Pashtus Kedusha Bakula after your Makdish, a limb of an animal. So we said before already, there's some admittance by some of the Shitas, as we're going to repeat again. Omar Mar, Timacher Letzarche Olos. So what did we say before, according to the first opinion, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if you have an animal, that one limb is kadosh, you sell the animal except for that amount. Says the, and you sell it for tzarchei olos, right? Tzarchei olos, and then you can be makdish the animal as an ola, because now when it's fully, has the status. So one second. V'hakamaisi behema muchuseres ever. But one second, some of this, you bought the animal, isn't this considered that you're missing a limb? Why? Rashi, Shahare Osoha Aver Eno Shalo. Reuven is makdish a limb, and then he sells it to Shimon, and Shimon pays him for everything except that limb, because that limb is already an ola. So Shimon's not going to pay for that limb. He pays for the rest of the animal. Shahari osua aver eno shalo, ela lochovas hamocher hukarev. But it's related to the seller. The seller made that limb into an ola. So when the buyer is makrev, this animal, isn't it kind of keilu missing a limb? Nimsa shalokeach zelo hikrev ola shlema v'unada lahakrev kolabem lochovaso. I, Shimon, was no dare to bring an entire animal, but I never bought that leg that you were makdish. So isn't it considered a mechusar aver? Meaning, in terms of my neder, you weren't makdish a mechusar aver, but in terms of my neder, I didn't fulfill my neder. Amar Rava, ba'omer harei alai ola bechayeha. The cases where the buyer said, I hereby promise to bring an ola in its lifetime, meaning including all the evarim that the animal needs to live. And therefore, in Achinami, I wasn't no dare to bring an animal with every one of its limbs. And therefore, even if the limb is yours, it's okay. Rashi again, harei alai lahakrif, kol evarim shabahema chaya mimena. That's the case, and therefore, it doesn't need that other limb that belongs to the mocher. Amar Rav Chisda, and Rav Chisda now has the limit that we mentioned earlier. Moder, Rabbi Yehuda, Bedavrish, Oso, Satrefa, three different Lashonos, very similar to each other. The Gemara is going to talk about the difference. Rabbi Yehuda is Moder by a limb that makes the animal, if it's missing, into a trefa, that would be his Pashas Makula. Rava Amar, Bedavrish, Oso, Sanavela. Rav Sheshes Amar, Bedavrish, Himesa. And a limb that it would die immediately without it. So all very similar deus. But what is the difference between them? Let's do that first, and then we'll come back to what I mentioned earlier in the shiur. So, Ma'ika bein Rav Chisda the Rava. What's the difference between Rav Chisda and Rava? First two, Trefa Nevela. We've spoken a lot about the relationship between those two. We'll talk about it again, Hashem, in a few minutes. So, what's the difference, Nafkamina, between a limb that is missing, that if you don't have it, the animal's a Trefa or a Nevela? Ika beinayo, Trefa Chaya. Right? We had a Machlokas Tanan back in Chulin. Whether a Trefa could live. Rav Chisda says a trefa cannot live more than 12 months. And therefore, if you're missing a limb that makes it into a trefa, that's good enough. That's good enough for his pashtus bakula, because the animal can't live without this limb, and therefore, it's enough to meet his pashtus bakula. For Rav Asavar, lakamadamar trefa chaya. And therefore, according to Rava, if you have a limb that if it's missing, it makes it into a trefa, that's not good enough for his pashtus bakula. Because that's not so as integral, and therefore you have to have a limb that makes it into a nevela, not a trefa. So that's the difference between Shita 1 and Shita 2. Well, Ma'ika ben Rav or Rav Sheshes, what's the difference between Shita 2 and Shita 3? Right, Rav Sheshes said, if it's Mesa right away, so the Ika ben Ayu, to Rabbi Elazar. The Machlokas day would be Rabbi Elazar, Nitzla Yarech v'chalol Shela Nikar. Nikar, it says on the side, nevela. Rabbi Elazar says if you're missing a part of the thigh and the cavity is visible, there's a big space where the thigh was. So Rabbi Elazar says that's a nevela. So that case, Rava Savalak Rabbi Elazar, Rava holds like Rabbi Elazar, and therefore that's good enough for his pashas bakula. Once the animal is missing that, for Rav Sheshes lo Savalak Rabbi Elazar, Rav Sheshes would say that's not good enough because the animal's not going to die immediately if it's in that state, and therefore that's not good enough for Rabbi Yehuda to admit to his pashas tusha. Bikula. Okay, stop there for a moment. Let's go back to these two sugyas. Number one, back to the Tosfos and Maseches Kiddushin. Tosfos and Kiddushin asked, how is it his pashas, the Gemara there in Kiddushin of Zion said, why don't you say his pashas bikula not only applies to animals but also to Kiddushin? But one second, the Gemara here quotes a pasuk. Quotes a pasuk as the basis for his pashas. So if it's based on a pasuk, how do you extend that to Kiddushin? That's Tosfos' kasha there. The Nireh, now back to Tosfos and Kiddushin, Shalakach dikdik Rashi, upiresh. That's why Rashi says here in Kiddushin, Daha mikudeshes belashon hektish ka'amar la. Rashi here says that you use the lashon of hektish, mikudeshesli, right at the beginning of that sugya. You said mikudeshesli. And therefore Tosfos says, Uktamar Breish Pirkin, Dasalakulamaka Hektish, Shadam Osa Osaka Hektish. Like the Gemara says in Kiddushin that Bezim Abeis, that there is a comparison between Hektish and Kiddushin. When a man is Makadish a woman, it's Asra Kuliamaka Hektish. If he wouldn't use that Lashon, maybe it wouldn't be true. What does Tosfos highlight here? that there's a connection between Kiddushin and Hekdesh. This was discussed at length back in Maseches Kiddushin, that there are many parallels between the sanctification Hekdesh and Kiddushin. Daf Beis and Daf Zion are two of the big comparisons. Asra Kulei Alma Kehekdesh is the language in Kiddushin Daf Beis. And here, Tosfos says, it's Misvara. Once you have a Pasik by Hekdesh, then Misvara, you would also apply it to Kiddushin. That's what the Tosfos says. That's what the Tosfos Riazakin also on the side here emphasizes. And that we've had many examples of. The comparison between those two, even if there's only a pasuk that relates to one of them, you could automatically relate it to the other. Davni Miluim also discusses this in Simon Laman Aleph Sif Yurches. Right, he has the opposite type of question. Is not comfortable with Tosfos' answer, but that's what the Ksos discusses in the Avnei Miluim. He says, after all, the Gemara is about to ask, does it apply to Oph? Does it apply to Oph? Does it apply to Oph? Says the Avnei Miluim, Oph is much closer to Behema than Isha is closer to Behema. Right? So how would it, the Gemara has an Ibaya about Oph. Of course it should have an Ibaya about Isha. So that's what the closest Ha'ara is. And again, it discusses how it works. Number one. The other point to mention here, again, it came up in the Gemara, so we have to mention it, the different days about Nevela and Trefa. We mentioned from Reb Chaim in the past that there is an affinity. And there's a connection between those two. Even though in the Gemara it sounds like it's two separate topics. Nevela is where the animal died without shechita, and therefore this tuma. Trefa, it's a perfect shechita, but it had some other type of psul in the animal. And it's not mitame. Trefa is not mitame. Only nevela is mitame. But there are many rayas that there is one shame isser for Nevela and for Trefa. There are many rayas that there's one shame isser. For example, the Rambam says, even though Isurim aren't mitzaref, right, if I have a half a kazayas of pig and half a kazayas of arla, they're not going to be mitzaref to an isser, but the Rambam says in Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, Dalid Yud Zayin, that Nevela and Trefa are mitzaref to each other. Hoil v'hatrefa tchilas Nevela. Rambam says it beferish in another a few times also. The Sifri and Re'eh, Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, Ein Li Ela Nevela, Trefa Minayin, Tamalomar Nevela, Kol Nevela. And there are many others also. The right that I like to quote, beautiful right, is the Ben Pekua, like we had earlier on the daf. Right? If the mother is a Trefa, then the Heter of Ben Pekua doesn't apply to the baby. And the Shaila is, I don't understand that. The Halacha of Ben Pekua is if you have a Shechita of the mother, then it works for the baby. So just because the mother was a trefa, the shechita was perfect. So the mother has an external problem. The mother's a trefa. But that shouldn't be a problem for the baby. The fetus is not a trefa. Haraya, that trefa is not an external problem. That trefa is a problem with the heter shechita as well. There's no heter, there's a lack of heter shechita. There's another Rambam also about shechitas akum, but that's a very clear raya that the shechita was impaired, and that's why it wouldn't go to the Ben Pekua. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, after we have this machlokas, meisvei, Omar Rebbe, nirin div Rebbe Yehuda, b'davar shei neshama tuliya bo, I agree with Rebbe by a limb that the neshama, I agree with Rebbe Yehuda, that there's no ispashtus, where a case where ein neshama tuliya bo, meaning a non integral limb, v'div Rebbe Yosi, b'davar shei neshama tuliya bo. So one second, according to that statement of Rebbe, Lav Michlal, doesn't that show and imply the Palagaled Rebbe Yehuda? Doesn't that apply that the machlokes between them is by all cases? Which doesn't fit to what we just said. Bishlamanir and Divir Rebbe Yehuda, Bedavar Shanashun Tuluyado. I understand Rebbe's statement where he says that I like Rebbe Yehuda by a Davar Shanashun Tuluyabo. That I understand, there's a machlokes. That's the case of machlokes. Michlal de Palagaled Rebbe Yosi. There's a machlokes between them by an aver that ain hanashama tuliyabo. That we get. Ela nirin, the other part of the statement is the problem. Ela nirin divre abyosi bedavar shanashama tuliyabo. La mechlal, that implies that Rabbi Yehuda argues there. The palagled Rabbi Yehuda, tsuyufta the kulu, that's a kasha, because we've said 10 times already on today's daf that by an aver shanashama tuliyabo, Rabbi Yehuda is moda. Rabbi Yehuda says this is pashtos. So how could Rabbi say that he holds like one of them by in this case, they both agree. So answer is lo, chzuri mechzor v'achitani. Really, this is what Rebbe meant to say. Nirin divrei Reb Yosi li Reb Yehuda b'davar shan Hashem atzuliya bo. Reb Yosi agrees to Reb Yehuda by a case. I'm sorry, Reb Yehuda agrees to Reb Yosi. Reb Yosi's words are nearer to Rabbi Yehuda by a davarish and a shana shama tuli abo. Shav Rabbi Yehuda lo nechlak alav ela b'davarish ena shama tuli abo. Because Rabbi Yehuda only said a shita by ena neshama. Aval b'davarish and a shama tuli abo, mo delay, he admits there. That's what Rabbi meant to say. Good. Boy Rava, the question we were just alluding to earlier, ba'of mahu. What about oaf? Rashi says, we'll go with Rashi, the Rama might argue. Rashi says this question is within Rabbi Yossi. Within Rabbi Yossi, who says that there is his pashtus, is there his pashtus by oaf also? Behema amarachmana fa'la behema hi. It says the word behema in the pasuk. Right? And therefore, this is not, oaf is not a behema, it's a different category. O dilma karban amarachmana v'hainami karbanu. Or this is a karban. So therefore, it should apply to carbon teku. That was the Avni Milum's kasha. Even by oaf, we have the question. Isha. Isha is more connected to hektish than oaf. So that was the kasha of the Avni Milum. So teku, no answer given. Boy Rava, another question. Hektish Aver ladamav. Mao, if you're makdish and Aver just for Kedusha's damim, do we say a double jump? Mahu de techos like Kedusha's aguf. Do we say that the limb then gets Kedusha's aguf and then could spread? Mi Omar, kiva the nachalei klushas damim nachalei klushas aguf. Do we say that klushas damim could turn into and expand into klushas aguf? Umi da akdashe lachat aver akdashe lakula, and then it'll jump to the whole animal. O dilma, no, chan migu amar, tre migu lo amar. You can only say one jump, one migu. You can spread it to klushas aguf, and you can do from klushas aguf to his pashtus, but you can't do double jump. So tifsha lemi didei. Let's try to prove it from a different statement of Rava himself. To Amar Rava. Hekdish zachar l'damav, kadosh klushas aguf. It says, if you're makdish a zachar for its damim, it gets klushas aguf. So don't you see that it jumps? Samara says, yeah, but that only jumps once. Hasam da'akdash elakule, you are makdish the whole thing, and it jumped from damim to guf. Hacha da'akdash echad aver, my, we want to know if it could jump twice. One aver for damim to one aver to guf, and then the whole animal, teku. So again, no answer given. Boy mine, another question. Boy mine me rabba. Here, according to our gear, so they ask from Rava, says the Gemara, or Abaya, May Rava, says the Shita, Hikdish Chad Ever Mao Begiza. According to Rabbi Yehuda now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, says there is no Hispashtus except by Aver Shanashama Tuliabo. What if you amakdish one Aver, like a leg? Is there an Isser of Giza, of shearing, on that animal? Meaning, there's usually an Isser of Giza Bavoda. But here, this animal is only one limb kadosh. So is the shiloh the rest of the animal? What about this limb? Maybe even this limb. Let's try to prove it. The Tanya, the Brisa says, by Bechor, lo sagas Bechor tzonecha, you're not allowed to shear a Bechor, avalatakozis bishalcha vishalacherim. You're allowed to shear a Bechor that's half owned by a goy. So doesn't that show that here too, it's only half hektish? Wouldn't you say the same thing? So Gemara says, no, there's a big difference. If it's half owned by a Bechor, then it's not Kadosh at all, as we learned in Bechoros. Here it has some Kedusha on the limb. So it's not exactly parallel. Lishnachrina or Hasamin Biyadalakdisho. Hacha Biyadalakdisho. There is owned by a goy. You can't be makdish the other part of the animal, which reflects that it's not even yours. Hacha Biyadalakdisho. And therefore, it's different. So, no answer given to that question. What about the following case with this one, the last one? Ba'amine abaya me'raba. Hikdish ora ma'obavoda. What if you amakdish the skin of the animal? Are you allowed to work the animal, the regular Isra of Giza? So, Rashi, the other Isra of Avoda, so Rashi here says, Giza is for sure mutter. Giza is for sure mutter in this case. The Shimon Gubetzes says, maybe it's a suffix. But anyway, Tashma, the question is about Avoda. Ha'omer, mashmei shalzu ola, if somebody is makdish and fetus, muteris begiza v'asur b'avoda. You're allowed to shear it, because that doesn't affect the fetus, but the Avoda affects the fetus. B'pnei kachush uber shabah. Doesn't that weaken the fetus? Therefore, there's an Isra of Avoda. So what about this case by the or? Right? Would the or affect the Avoda, affect the or? Hachanami Rashi says, Ika kachush or. The or is going to be affected. Answer, Amar le, kiktani asura ba'avoda midrabanan. No, there, where I said the avoda, it's only the drabanan of avoda. So, yachi afilu begizanami titzar. So, if it's already in the world of drabanan, so why don't you say it's an asur of giza drabanan also? Confusion. Amar le, no. Avoda michsha gaza b'rabanan. Avoda is going to affect the fetus. That's where the rabbanan word goes there on it. Giza lo gazer b'rabbanan. But by Giza, the rabbanan word goes there because it really directly wouldn't affect the fetus. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time with Tumura Daf Yud Beis. We'll stop here.